Hello, you're listening to Booth Talk from the After Movie Diner, the show where we interview the very best that the film industry has to offer. And on this show, we have Canadian stuntman, martial artist and actor Alain Moussy, who is also the star of the brand new Kickboxer Vengeance, which starts a trilogy of new Kickboxer films based on the original 1980s action classic Kickboxer, which starred Jean-Claude Van Damme. This new film also stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, and him and Alan are backed up by some of the greats. You've got Dave Bautista in there, you've got Gina Carano, she's a great action star, and the sadly, dearly departed, but friend of our show, Darren Shalavi, who previously, as I said, was interviewed on this very show and is a fantastic screen presence and martial artist himself. He's in the film. I talked to Alan all about his recollections of experiences with the cast. We talk about the film. We talk about his upbringing. It's a great, great interview that you won't want to miss. So if you like action, if you like martial arts, and if you like interviews, you're going to love this episode of Booth Talk.
Great, Alan. Thank you ever so much for doing this interview with the After Movie Diner.
Hey, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the line. So, loved the movie, thought it was a really great update. I'm a big fan of sort of the 80s and 90s heyday of martial arts and action genre. What is your martial arts background and training?
Well, so I started when I was a kid. I was 10 years old. I started in Japanese jiu-jitsu. It was a mix of, like, I say Japanese. It was like in Canada, it was like almost like a blend of karate with some judo and self-defense techniques. We did like joint locks, we did throws, we did striking, more of a karate style point fighting type of striking, and some groundwork. That was kind of what I started in for the first few years. And then when I was 18, I got into Brazilian jiu-jitsu quite heavily and into kickboxing. And then kept that going through, like, throughout the years. And so those were my three main arts that I've kept going throughout my life. And then over the years, what I've done is I've done a lot of seminars in different arts, whether it's Kobudo, weaponry. I did quite a lot of stuff in Filipino martial arts. I really want to learn stick fighting and knife fighting. So I did that over the course of 4 years, ongoing workshops over the course of 4 years. And dabbed into some extreme martial arts, into some Aikido, and so I'm just a sponge, you know. I really enjoy training, and whatever I can put my hands on that's different or that's, you know, can complement what I'm already doing, I'll grab it and see if I can use it, you know. Especially when I got into film work, then it was like anything goes. So the more material you have access to, the better. I guess the better work you can do, the better design work you can do. So, but my most three main arts had been Japanese jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and kickboxing.
And what inspired that in you at such a young age? Was it these films or was it prior to that?
No, it was films. It was, I tried to start, my parents tried to register me in martial arts when I was 6 and 7 years old. And I didn't connect with it. I stayed, like, I think, 3 weeks and that was it. And then later on, after I saw Bloodsport, because my friend, I wasn't allowed to watch Bloodsport at the time. And my friend, you know, mentioned Bloodsport. I was 10 years old, by the way. So, and I'm like, what is Bloodsport? I didn't understand what Bloodsport was. it didn't make sense to me. And like, what's a Bloodsport? So finally he showed me this movie. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. And I loved it so much. So at that point, I had to start training. I had to learn how to kick and do the splits. And that was the whole thing. I had to do the splits and do kicks because Van Damme was doing it. And that's what got me going to, in jiu-jitsu. And, so I just became really obsessed with this whole kicking and splits idea. And I wanted to be an action star. That's what, like, the whole idea was, like, you're a kid, right? You're like, I want to be like that. I want to be making movies. It wasn't just to be, I didn't just want to be Van Damme, like a Van Damme. I wanted to be the guy making a movie. That was totally what I wanted to do at that point. That's what inspired me to get started.
And you basically, a lot of your film work sort of up until the last couple of years has been predominantly stunt work and stunt double work. But like you're saying, the goal, therefore, was always really, though, to kind of star in your own action vehicles. That was kind of what you were looking to do, ultimately.
Absolutely. Funny enough, like before I got into stunt work, I did some independent work as well. Like, I 5 years prior to me doing Immortals, I did, my friend did a lot of editing, and he would put scripts together for school projects and that kind of stuff. So finally, somebody in my martial arts school had an idea. He's like, well, you guys should do, like, your own production. He said, you guys should have your own show. Because we were doing, like, these martial arts demonstrations on stage. And I kind of asked him what it would be, and he kind of gave me a concept. And all of a sudden, we started this web series called NX Files, based on my NX martial arts school, with the instructors and stuff. So for 5 years, we kept that going. We did like 20 episodes that we just kind of started randomly, and then got into it, built the script, started doing all kinds of stuff. That was kind of me learning how to do a lot of things. Then a friend of mine who was big into Hong Kong action, his name is Dennis Lafon. I got together with him and met him through another independent project. And then we hit it off, and he showed me a lot of things too in Hong Kong action, choreography, and we started working on reactions. And then all of a sudden, I met through another friend, Jean-François Lachapelle. I met Jean Frenette, who was the coordinator on Immortals. And all of a sudden, boom, we're there, and I'm doubling Henry Cavill on Immortals. And that was the start of my whole stunt career.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And obviously, anyone can go and look you up and see some of the great stunt work you've done in films. But I would also urge, obviously, people check out the Kickboxer Vengeance, and then obviously you're doing a follow-up to that as well. I see Kickboxer Retaliation as well, which is coming out. But on Kickboxer Vengeance, first of all, sort of how did you try and keep the feel of the original while also sort of updating it for modern audiences that have seen films now like Scott Atkins' Ninja series or the Raid films, things like that?
The producer and writer Dimitri Lobovaitis has a lot to do with that. I mean, he wrote the film, and he was responsible for a lot of the look and feel of the film, and like, you know, kind of establishing a tone and stuff. So we discussed the story a lot when he showed me the first script, and that's pretty much what he wanted to do. He wanted to keep that. I think a big part of keeping that the feel of the 80s, 90s movie is that things are real. Like, the, you know, it's part of being on a real location. It's part of when you have fights, well, the guys that are fighting are doing it for real. All this reality that is set around, like, on the film, that's 80s and 90s. Today, I mean, you know, I've worked on a lot of these big blockbusters. It's on sets, which is really great. I mean, it's beautiful sets and tons of CG work and a lot of less real physical stuff, but more computer generated stuff. And I think to do that brings that feel of the 80s and 90s. Now, when you look at the martial arts action, again, things have evolved immensely since Kickboxer was the original. I mean, if you look at, we look at Kickboxer, which was one of my favorite movies, by the way. I mean, if you look at the action, there's nothing very, what's the right word? It's very, I feel like things are very iconic because there's a lot of focus put on this one move at a time, but there's not this extensive choreography. It's very simple, actually, but it's made to look incredible. And I think that's one of Jean-Claude's powers, like his superpowers, is he can make this one little thing look like this huge thing just by the way he displays it. But I think today, I mean, the same choreography feel today would not necessarily suit. If you look at Scott Atkins, for example, that's like another world, right? So I think it's to bring in that, finding the right balance between both. And that's what we tried to do for Kickboxer when it came to the action. It was like, I didn't want it to be overly choreographed. At the same time, we don't want it to be under choreographed. It's finding a way to put it somewhere in the middle, have the sense of reality. I really want the hits to feel real, the hits to feel like they hurt, and keep a constant pace at the same time. I don't know. There's this blend that we tried to do. And I think, you know, we, in a way, we succeeded. I mean, we did, audiences have responded very well to it, and we're very happy with it.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous. I mean, I'm hopefully you can tell I'm a big action fan of both the 80s and 90s, but also the more recent more frenetic stuff. And I actually thought it found that balance very well indeed. Obviously, in this movie, you get to work with Jean-Claude Van Damme, Gina Carano, Dave Bautista, who obviously made a big splash in Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff, but was a wrestler prior to that. Just talk a little bit about working with some of these icons. And also touch on, I know he's dearly departed, but he was a previous guest on the show, the wonderful Darren Shalabi, who is just incredible. So talk a little bit about him as well.
You look at everybody that was in the cast. And I'm really drunk all by now, my childhood hero. So when he was announced, I mean, to remake Kickboxer, nerve-wracking as hell. Very nervous, very excited at the same time. But now that Jean-Claude, when Jean-Claude jumped in, it was like, all right, this is like even better because now I'm remaking this as one of my favorite movies of all time. And as my first lead with the star who inspired me to start in martial arts in the movie as a mentor, as somebody passing the torch. I mean, it's that concept, but the idea of that was just incredible. Very, very incredible. So to work with Jean-Claude and to be there and to collaborate with them that was really an unreal experience. Very unreal. I feel privileged to have lived it. It's really cool. So it was so much fun to work with them. And then you look at George, GSP. I mean, I've met him before through martial arts. I mean, I coached guys. I've been in tournaments where he was there. I've met him before a few times. And I was a fan of his before UFC. And I saw him grow in his career. And again, it's somebody I have admired and somebody I've looked up to. And I thought it was so cool to be in a film with him and then to become friends. I mean, that's what we have. And we became friends and we talk, we still talk a lot right now. Sometimes we train together. So it's great, Gina Carano she's so charismatic. She's very, very charismatic. She's funny. She's a funny girl. She's all laughs all the time, which is lots of fun. She's just got good positive energy to her. So she's so good to have around. So it was so much fun. The only thing I wish I would have done is a fight scene with her. Honestly, that would have been fun. We didn't get to do it in this film, so maybe in the future we'll get to do that. But she's just a pleasure to work with. Then Dave Bautista, larger than life. That's what Dave is. Dave is larger than life. He's like, I was a fan of his in wrestling, during the Attitude Era. And just to meet him, to be with him, and to be in scenes with him, it was awesome because he's a serious actor. It's not like a wrestler who's just dabbling into it and that's it. Like he's a very serious, like, dude, this guy, this is his craft, his art. So Dave is like analytical. He's extremely intelligent. So when it comes to breaking down the scene and putting things together, man, he's on it. And it's so much fun to work with him because a basic scene becomes a big, something grand. And then that's what's cool about Dave. And soft-spoken, he's well-spoken, he's really cool. And to do action with him, well, obviously, it's so much fun because he's very physical. So, and he's, he's a wrestler, so he's used to contact. He's used to making things look, well, making them real. Usually it's very real. So I felt that, we fell into this rhythm as we're doing fights together. So it was lots of fun. It was a great experience to work with him. And then Darren Shalabi and I became friends on this movie called The Marine. And that's where we met for the first time. I was doubling the lead guy, which is Mike Mizanin, a WWE wrestler, ironically. And that's where I met Darren. Darren was playing one of the villains. And I had heard of Darren through mutual friends that worked in Hong Kong. And, we hit it off. And ever since then, we kind of followed each other in a career. We've worked on other films like Pompeii together and kind of followed his career as he went to Pound the Flesh. And then when it came to Kickboxer, I was in LA one day and we were having dinner and we were trying to find a way to put him in the movie with something that would be good for him in the film. And he came up with the idea. He's like, well, in the original film, Eric looks nothing like Kurt. They don't have to be, look alike to be brothers. So he took out a picture of himself and put it beside him. He's like, I could be your brother. And I thought it was such a brilliant idea. The next day I'm having lunch with the producer, Dimitri, and I told Dimitri, I said, listen, I found my brother. And I put the picture beside me. He's like, well, that's great. And Dimitri, I had sent him Darren's reel, and he really liked Darren. So that's how he ended up playing Eric, Kickboxer. And it meant a lot to him because it was one of those movies, again, like a lot of other people, that really inspired him. And he made him a fan, made him a guy who wanted to be an action star. I mean, the guy really wanted to make action films. So this film was extremely, extremely important to Darren. And there's a scene together we have together where the scene where we end up splitting. You know, we have an argument and he leaves for Thailand. And, you know, I remember at the end of that scene, it was so much fun. It was because it was a harder scene. And he said, Alain, this is probably one of the top scenes I've ever shot in my life. I'm so happy I was here. I'm so happy we did it together. And it was just a very, very special moment for me. And I thought that was the coolest thing because I admired Darren. I looked up to Darren. And, you know, it was such a great moment, you know. So when I learned of his passing, I mean, I was really, really sad. But we had some beautiful moments before that happened. So I was happy we got to do it together.
Yeah, no, I had the privilege of speaking to him for a long time about some of the films that he had coming out about 2 years ago now. And yeah, just like you say, just a sort of passionate spirit and very dedicated and a good laugh as well. So yeah, it was wonderful to see him in the film. And mm-hmm. and also, like you say, wonderful to see Jean-Claude Van Damme just be, he's incredible in the film, really. Obviously has his charisma that he's had for his whole career, but his physical presence as well. You know, a lot of these action stars are coming back with obviously the Expendables franchise and things like that from our heyday that we grew up with, and it's wonderful to see them back. And Jean-Claude just, I think, certainly in this film, is as good as he's ever have been, if not better. You know, he's looks like he's mm-hmm. really putting the work in time and time again. So that's fantastic. And then I see just on IMDb that you're currently in post-production on the sequel to the film, and you're bringing along another action star from the heyday, Christopher Lambert. So just talk a little bit, if you can at all, about the sequel and what we can expect.
Well, the sequel starts off about a year and a half after the events of the first film. So Kurt Sloan is now back in America. He's fighting in mixed martial arts. He's legit. He's legit fighting, as opposed to underground fighting. And things happen, and he's brought back to Thailand to face the music for things happening that happened in the first film. And then he's now in a situation where he's forced one more time to get in there and to fight to the death against this new opponent called Mongu. And this is played by the Mountain, Hafthor Bjornsson, who's one of the world's strongest men. He plays the Mountain on the Game of Thrones. So he's 6'10", 420 pounds of man, beast, whatever you want to call it. So that was something. And the person who plays the mastermind, one of the masterminds, is Christopher Lambert. So I had a chance again. It was just an awesome opportunity to be on set with Christopher, because he's got so much experience and he's done so much in his career. So to be in his presence, to talk, to discuss stuff, to just get his take on whether it's acting, whether it's life, whether it's sling, all kinds of stuff, his career was just incredible. And he is, you know what, as an actor, this guy, he got off the plane and right away, like, you know, sometimes people want a day off, 2 days off, whatever, to relax. No, like, he steps off the plane to work. So he comes right to set. He gets right into his wardrobe to do his tests and all that kind of stuff. And he's fitting. And right away, he's like, when can I get on camera? And everyone's like, okay, let's do it. And then Chris just comes in prepared. He had these long pieces of dialogue that he gets to do with, like, that's him, that's his strength. And man, he's always on, no matter what. You know, he's so professional and so prepared all the time. So it was just so much fun to be on set with him. He gives so much. He's such a giving actor. So to play off of him is so much fun. So, yeah, we had some really, really cool stuff going on together. And, again, like, it's really cool that, because I was a fan of Highlander, and I was a huge fan of Mortal Kombat, even more so than Highlander, because Mortal Kombat I was like a teenager. And Mortal Kombat comes out, and I'm like, oh, wow, it's rated here, for real. mm-hmm. So, yeah, but, no, definitely a cool guy. And he's such a cool character in the film, in Retaliation. So Retaliation, I mean, you can expect so many interesting things. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I was most excited about is the fact that all the sequels done to Kickboxer original were not true sequels with Van Damme. They were new sequels, which is fine, with other actors, but they didn't follow Kurt Sloan as a main character the way sequels follow Rocky. So what's cool about this trilogy now is that you actually follow the main character in new territories. And now going into the second film, it's not like we're playing off a sequel that was done before. It's totally brand new, original story. So when you reboot something, well, you have to stay true to certain elements that were done in the past. Now, it's open waters. We get to do whatever we want. The story's pushed. The action, oh my God, the action is pushed even further in the second film. It's very exciting stuff. We have this scene in the second film, this winner, which is, you know, a no-cut scene. It's for 4 minutes. It's like a huge fight for four. It really pushed the envelope in the fights and the action and in every aspect of the film. So, if people like the first, like Kickboxer Vengeance, I guarantee you will love Retaliation even more. And I love Vengeance. I'm so happy with it. So, and when Retaliation really pushed, and Dimitri Logothetis, who wrote and produced the first, also directs this Retaliation. And man, he really wanted, his whole vision was to push everything further, and he succeeded. It was amazing. It was such a great experience.
Well, that's amazing. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's tremendous. We'll look forward to it. And so the plan you said then is to go on to do a trilogy and complete it.
Now, is that what we're looking at? I just got a treatment for Kickboxer for the third one. I'm not in syndicate right now as it was announced. But yeah, like even that one, I know where it's going, and it's like, oh, this is too cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait.
That's going to be awesome. Look, thanks ever so much for talking to us today. It was really a pleasure to hear from you, and best of luck with the film, and hopefully you'll come back and talk to us again when the sequel comes out next year. I would love that.
Absolutely. I'm down. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
No problem.
Thank you, John.
Have a great afternoon. Take care.